The Irish Independent tells us that more than 2 million people will be able to eat and drink indoors after Cabinet agreed new legislation. From the end of next week, people entering restaurants, pubs and cafes will be asked to present proof they have been fully vaccinated or have recovered from COVID in the last 6 months. The Irish Daily Mirror points out a €2,000 fine will apply to pass forgers, while the Irish Daily Star says people could be jailed if they try and sneak into establishments in breach of the rules. The Irish Examiner says fully vaccinated people will begin receiving their COVID certificates today, allowing them to access indoor dining. The paper gives a full rundown of the measures approved by Cabinet, including that children under 18 will be allowed to accompany their fully vaccinated parents or relations indoors, bar staff will be responsible for inspecting certificates, and a time limit of 1 hour and 45 minutes will apply. The Irish Times quotes Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, who says he hopes the system will be self-enforcing, but that Gardaí and COVID inspectors will have the power to police it. Elsewhere on its front page, the Times reports that private research into how voters perceive Fianna Fáil shows the public believes it to be divided, with very damaging splits in the parliamentary party. The paper says the findings indicate the public believes the party is not united, that its TDs are not focused on a positive agenda, and that it's in a state of turmoil. New penalties are to be approved by government today for former ministers, special advisers and top civil servants who do not comply with a one-year cooling-off period for lobbying. That's according to the Examiner. Daniel McConnell writes that the move follows the resignation of former minister Michael Darcy to take up a senior post in the insurance industry. The COVID pandemic has contributed to a potentially significant reservoir of undiagnosed sexually transmitted diseases, writes Eilish O'Regan in The Independent. She's reporting on concerns from the Health Protection Surveillance Centre about a national outbreak of syphilis, with cases in females doubling to 9%. The HPSC said there has been a significant impact on STD testing and treatment due to the pandemic. Finally, Ireland can expect temperatures comparable with the south of France this week, with highs of 25 degrees. Writing in The Examiner, Greg Murphy and Ken Fox say this latest wave of warm weather comes after it was revealed staff at Met Éireann were advised to say Ireland could expect more frequent, hotter, drier summers as the impacts of climate change are felt here. The paper says the details are contained in two advisories to staff over the past year on what to say about unusual or extreme weather events, with Met Éireann saying it expects more weather records to be broken here.